John Endicott, tax partner, Francis Clark. Income tax personal allowance, big news story of the budget, trailed massively before, part of the coalition agreement, so in truth had to go up. Interestingly, if you look at the Institute for Fiscal Studies analysis, they'll say it's bad use of taxpayers' money, as it's not the best way to support low earners. But it's where the government's decided to go. It will certainly benefit a lot of taxpayers. In particular, it will tend to benefit those in higher median income groups. So the main people that tend to benefit are those where you've got two earning households, both of whom on substantial higher rate taxpayers, where they are still getting the benefit of their personal allowance. So that's the point that the Institute for Fiscal Studies was making, is it's curious as to who it benefits, particularly as the higher you raise a personal allowance, the more you've already gone over the level where a lot of part-time earners are earning their money, and therefore they've already had the full benefit of the personal allowance, so they don't get any more benefit from the increase of it. The withdrawal of tax credits is tended to have a far more significant impact on many of those people. But the measures are where they are. From April 2013, there will be the largest ever, according to George Osborne, increase in the personal allowance, and it will go up to £9,205. A particular point to focus on as far as our clients are concerned is what that means for those earning over £100,000. The point here is that no changes have been made to the very odd arrangements whereby the personal allowance is clawed back at that level. And at that point, there is a 62% tax rate when you take national insurance into account for those earning income at that level. That band is being widened as a result of the personal allowance going up. So what we're now going to have is from 100,000 to 118,410 of this 62% band. This 62% rate will seem even more odd, given that at that time, the highest tax rate will be 47%, 45% income tax and 2% national insurance for those earning over 150,000. So we do end up doing a lot of planning around people in that area, and that's an important thing to focus on. And it is surprising that nothing was done about it in the budget.